Everybody, good afternoon and a huge welcome to the prayer experience to everyone, no matter where you are joining us from today. I know you join us from across the world. So please share this video. The more people that we have standing in that place of prayer with us, the more effective, the more powerful, the more united that we can be, the more impact that we'll have as we pray together this afternoon. So please don't forget to subscribe to the Deli Talks Media channel on YouTube. It helps us get seen when people are looking for prayer, when people are looking at similar videos. It'll help us get the word out there. It doesn't cost you anything. So please click on that subscribe button. And while we're praying live now, please connect with us. Leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, comment along on the different social media platforms. You know, let us know what you're contending for. Let us know where you're praying from today. And if you do have any prayers that are private, that are confidential, please feel free to use the prayer experience hotline number, which is on the screen now. You can dial anytime. We'd love to stand in the gap and pray with you. So let's start today with thanksgiving. And the scripture we're looking at is from Psalm 35, verse 28 from the New International Version. It says, "My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises all day long." You know, we have so much to be thankful for, even today. And we've woken up here in the north of the UK. The weather is very cold. It's below freezing. You know, we've still got our homes, we've still got our families, we've still got our loved ones. You know, we know that there's so many people who are worried about the cost when it comes to putting heating on at the minute, when it comes to keeping warm. You know, we thank you, Lord. You know, we thank God that He is Jehovah Jireh. We know that no matter what happens, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're worried about, He will meet our needs. He will provide for us. So let's just pray together and start today with thanksgiving. Father God, we just come before you now, Lord, and we thank you for our provision. Lord, we may feel sometimes that we have fallen short, that we're not necessarily, we've got all these worries and concerns about how to meet our needs, Lord, but we thank you that your word says that we need not worry because you will meet our needs. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who will meet that provision, meet any provision that we need now or could need in the future. Father God, we thank you that we can gather and pray today. We thank you that we don't have those restrictions. We thank you that we are free to praise your name, that we are free to celebrate our faith, that we are free to worship you, Lord. We thank you that you stand with us in this place. You are there through difficult times. We thank you that you are there through the good times and the bad, Lord. And we know that you are consistent. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And so we hand today over to you, Lord. Father God, we pray against any distractions that will stop us from coming into that place and receiving from you today, Lord. And Father God, as we just join in this time of prayer across the world, as we join in one accord with others in our prayer experience community, in our prayer experience family, Lord, we thank you for this family. We thank you for these relationships. We thank you that we can stand together and make a difference in our world through prayer, through coming to you today, Lord. Amen and amen. Right, let's move on to the inspired word, and we're looking at Psalm 35, verses 23 to 25 from the New International Version. It says, "Awake and rise to my defense." You know, this is David talking to God. It says, "Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness. Lord, my God, do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up." You know, there's times in our lives that we may feel overwhelmed, that we may feel like we've got so many things coming up against us. This may be in relationships with our family members. This may be in our workplace. This may be something that's causing us stress and anxiety. You know, it could be someone who's trapped in an abusive relationship, someone who's experienced domestic violence in the past. It could be someone who is in a work situation where they feel overwhelmed or out of their depth. They feel almost like they're being scapegoated for something. You know, I'm sure that if there's anything like this, where this feels applicable to you, that the Lord will be revealing that to you in this moment right now. And it's, I want us just to really take these words in today and just know that the Lord was there for David. The Lord rose to his defense. The Lord was with him through those situations that he faced. He was right there with him. He walked through him. He felt his pain through those difficult times. He felt his joy through those glad times. You know, and there's so many times where we can feel like we're going to get swallowed up by the enemy. We feel overwhelmed in that situation. We feel like we are powerless, like we don't have control over that situation. It may be something where we wonder why we're in the position that we're in, whether that's in work, whether that's in a church, whether that's in a personal environment. And yet he always has that protection around us. He always looks after us. You know, there's that song, you know, based on the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego when they are in the fire and there's another in the fire with them at that time, in that time where their life is right at the end. They don't see a way out. They feel like the walls are closing in around them. God is right there with them. Right there with them in that moment, letting them know that they are not on their own. And yet he is there advocating for them. He is there with them in that moment when they needed him the most. The same in the New Testament, we look at how Paul and Silas were imprisoned, where they were trapped. They were ready to be killed. They were preparing for the end of their life. And yet they threw their arms up in the air and they worshipped in that moment, in that really dark time, that overwhelming time where those walls were closing in around them and they didn't see a way out. And the same when David was writing these Psalms, he was surrounded, he was trapped, he didn't see a way out of his situation. And yet we can feel like this all the time. It may not be that we are imprisoned. It may not be that we are in a fiery furnace, but we come under attacks. We can come under attacks from the enemy. We can come under conflicts. People, you know, the enemy can use people around us to put us in positions where we don't feel in control. We don't feel that God's there. We may feel abandoned or alone. And yet all we need to do is just think of that poem, Footprints in the Sand, which says that God was walking through them. You know, this lady wrote the poem. She looked back over her life and she saw two sets of footprints in the sand, which represented her walking through her life. And Jesus was walking next to her. And yet she said, Lord, why did you abandon me during those difficult times? Why is there only one set of footprints through those difficult times in my life? Why would you leave me then? And the Lord said, you know, my dear child, I didn't leave you or forsake you. I carried you through those times. And yet that is what he wants to do in our lives. But we need to let him. We need to receive him. We need to come to him in those times. We need to come to him and say, Lord, we need you now, Lord. We feel that we are under attack. We feel overwhelmed, Lord. We need your help. We need you. We are asking you, pray along these Psalms, you know, Lord, please vindicate me in your righteousness. Lord, don't let this situation overcome me. Don't let those people, those family members, those work colleagues, that situation gloat over me. You know, don't let them think, that they've won, that they've swallowed us up. Do not let us come under that oppression. So let's go into a time of reflection and a time of prayer and let the Lord speak to us and minister to us in these times. No, Father God, we come before you now, Lord, and we ask you for a deeper revelation of how to pray and how to contend and how to stand against these attacks when they come. Lord, we ask you to give us a greater revelation of your scriptures and a greater level of understanding of how to use these scriptures, how to use our faith as our battle armor when we come under these attacks. Father God, as we just stand together now, Lord, and use this scripture verse as our defense for the situation that we're currently in, Lord, we are asking you to come and intercede into our situations. Lord, we are asking you to come and help bring us through. Lord, you've parted the waters in the past. You've broken people out of prison. You've come into the fiery furnace and let people not get burned, Lord. Whatever our situation is, we know that nothing is impossible with you, Lord. We know that you are the God of everything. We know that you've already conquered situations, and those things which you have done, which your word and your scriptures give us, Lord, you show that our situation, that the attacks that we come under, they are nothing. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that is going to keep us held down. You know, we've seen our dear brother Nigel recently, who's been contending and contending, waiting for that house, and yet the Lord has opened the door and that has happened. And there'll been times where he may have felt overwhelmed. There may have been times where he didn't feel that it may have actually happened or actually come to pass. But our faith is our greatest weapon. Our faith is the one thing that the enemy cannot take away from us. And it's those times, those situations where we feel that we are in the valleys, where we cannot see that breakthrough, where we cannot see, as the saying goes, the wood for the trees. That's when we stand on our faith. That's when we know that he is going to move, that he's going to move in those situations. So let's just pray through this scripture now. So Father God, we just invite you into our situation, Lord. We say, Lord, awake and arise to our defense in this moment, Lord, in this situation that we're in this with work, with finances, with relationships, whatever it is, Lord, you know our innermost being, Lord. You know the situation that each of us is facing. Lord, we are asking you to contend for us, Lord. Father God, we are asking you now to come and vindicate us in your righteousness. Father God, we are asking you, do not let them gloat over us, Lord. Do not let them think, oh, that's just what they wanted. Do not let them swallow us up, Lord. Do not let them think that they have swallowed us up, Lord, because you have already won the battle. You have already gone before us. You have already moved, Lord. And Father God, we pray for that strengthening of our faith, Lord. We pray for that deeper revelation of how to use your scriptures when we're struggling, how to stand and pray on your word. And Father God, we just pray for that deeper level of faith, because that is how we are going to overcome these attacks. Where that's how we're going to overcome whatever these challenges that the enemy may throw at us, whatever we need to overcome, Lord. And we thank you that you've already won the battle on our behalf. Amen and amen. Excuse me. And we're going to move on now and pray for the church. And the scripture we're looking at is Matthew 16, verse 18. It says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." You know, when it talks about the rock is our faith. The rock is our faith. That is what our faith is built on. It's built on our relationship with Christ. And that's something that the enemy can never take away from us. You know, when we have new people coming into church, into the church buildings on a Sunday morning, during the week for different Bible studies, prayer meetings, etc., that goes on within the church, even those churches that run food banks, youth groups, anything like that, when people come into the church, everything that we do, the way that we minister, the way that we come across to people, it's our faith that underpins everything that we do. And we need to pray that the churches are rooted firmly on that faith, on that level of faith, where that is a rock that is steadfast, that cannot be moved, that relationship with Christ, that relationship that comes into the reason why we open the doors, why we run outreach, why we're there on a Sunday morning, why we have our faith, why we have our belief. It's because of that relationship. It's because we have seen God do mighty things in our lives. It's because we believe of what he's done. We've experienced, we've encountered his love. And it is our job as the church, it is our role as the church on earth, in order to share that love, in order to share that message, in order to share that hope and that faith and that revelation of who Christ is and what he is doing. So let's just pray that the church will remain strong, that that firm foundation of that relationship, of that faith, of that revelation, that encounter with Christ that each individual has will really stand firm in that church, and that will help more and more people, that will help the Lord to grow his church here on earth through what we are doing. So Father God, we just raise up and lift up to you every church across the nations now, Lord, whether they are home churches, whether they are churches of thousands of people who all gather together in huge buildings, Lord, for those really small churches that are just planting, where they only have a few people, but they have the faith, Lord, that you are going to grow them, to all the churches who stand firmly in faith, for all those churches that do outreach, Lord, for every single church, those that meet inside a building, those who may meet outside a building, Lord, in the outdoors, we just lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up all those expressions of church to you, Lord, and we ask you to bless them, Lord. We ask you to show them how important it is to build that relationship with you. We ask for that fresh revelation, that fresh grace over those churches, so that they will grow stronger and deeper rooted in your love, in your grace, in their faith, in their relationship with you. Father God, we pray that this relationship with you, that their faith, that their outreach, their heart for evangelism will really help those churches to grow, that people who may not believe yet will come and meet with these people and they will see you through them, Lord. We pray that the Spirit will just flow through these people, through what they're doing, through their ministry, through the heart behind their ministries, Lord, and that you will really bless them, Lord. You will give them the right words to say to the right people at the right time when they come in, Lord. And we just pray that those people be ready to receive your love, your grace, your mercy, that word of salvation, that hope for their future, Lord. Amen and amen. Right, let's move on and pray for the nations. And we're looking at Psalm 10:14. It says, "But to you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and you take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." I want us to pray for everyone today who is struggling with grief. You know, as we come into the Christmas season, into this period of festivities, there's so many people who have lost loved ones, and this time of year is always difficult for them. You know, this isn't just for the church, this is for anyone around the world. You know, this is a time for families to get together, and maybe those people who are on their own, where this is a really raw for them, a real raw reminder of the family members that they've lost. These people who may be on their own, who may be isolated. It may not necessarily be grieving someone because they've died. It could be grief due to the breakdown of a relationship with their family that they may have found themselves on their own. This may be people who are caught in addiction or alcoholism, drug misuse. It may be people who've had the children removed from them by the state because of domestic abuse, because of drug use, because of the inability to parent, because of abuse that they've been through themselves. You know, we just lift up all these people who are grieving over this time, and we just pray for peace over them. Father God, just come and lay your hand and move in these people's lives, Lord. Father God, help them to not feel on their own. Father God, help churches move during this time and reach out to those people. Let them provide meals on Christmas Day. Let them invite all those who are on their own, all those who are mourning, those who be alone, those on the edges of society, those caught in addiction. This is a time where the church, Lord, can go out and rescue them, can be like that fishing net, going out in the communities and bringing in those who are lost, those who are grieving, those who are struggling, those who are alone at this time, Lord. We just pray that you, Lord, will make a way for these people to see that they are not on their own and that you are with them during this time, Lord. We pray for that peace. We pray for that peace over their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's move on and pray for healing. We're staying alongside the same lines now. Isaiah 51:11, it says, those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So, Father God, we lift up anyone to you now who is grieving, Lord, anyone who is in pain, anyone who has got that loss in their life, those who have died to their lives, Lord, those who don't feel like there's any point in continuing to live, those who are feeling suicidal, those who do not feel that there's any point going on because they've lost their loved ones, those who feel alone, those who are lost, those who are feeling like the only way out of their pain is through that drug use, through that alcohol use, through that pain, those who are caught up in sex work, those who do not see a way out of their situation, those who are grieving for their families because they're not allowed contact, those who are in prisons where they are cut off from their family, where they are feeling alone and isolated, where they feel like they've given up because they are alone. Father God, come and lay your hands over everyone's situation now, Lord. We pray that gladness and joy will overtake them and sorrow and sighing will flee away, Lord. We pray that everlasting joy will crown their heads. We pray that you will pray Psalm 91, where you will replace the oil of mourning with that joy. We pray that you will replace that mourning with gladness, Lord. We pray that you will move in these situations, Lord. You will overtake, you will overthrow those feelings of doubt, those feelings of being alone, those feelings of rejection, those feelings of isolation, Lord. We pray that you will break through and break free those chains from around people's necks, Lord. Pray for anyone who feels suffocated by their situation as well, Lord. And we just pray for healing in those lives, healing in those lives. We pray for that salvation that will bring them that everlasting joy, that will bring them that joy, that freedom from their situation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for coming and dwelling amongst us, Lord. We thank you for the way that you lead these prayers. We thank you for your heart over every single person out there, no matter what their life choices are, no matter what they are doing, Lord. We thank you that you are with them, Lord. We just pray that their hearts will be open to receive what you've got for them, Lord, because you are going to move in mighty ways this next season. There's been so many prophecies of revival, Lord, and we stand in that place of faith, our faith being our greatest weapon, Lord, and we thank you for what you are about to do through these prayers, Lord. Amen and amen. And thank you to every single one of you for joining us today. We are so blessed by your commitment, by your faithfulness, by you standing in this place of prayer with us day after day after day. And we will continue praying. We will continue seeking the Lord over our nations, over the church, over your healing, over your finances every single day. Please don't forget to subscribe to the free audio podcast, connect to our social media platforms if you haven't done already. You know, the more people we can have standing with us day by day, the more effective we can be. But that's all for today. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be here at 1 p.m. So for now, goodbye and God bless.
Just cry. Oh.